week, and it shouldn't change anything as we go on.
Considering how good the line did on Sunday, with the way the Bears play defense, kind of a game you'd like to be out there for?
I mean, yeah, I always want to be out there, and it was definitely weird to miss one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there and get back with the group and see how well we can play against them.
I feel like some of the reasons are that the run game has improved so much the last few weeks.
Really don't have a straight answer. I mean, like we said early on, when we weren't running the ball well, all we can do is stay with it, and that's what we've been trying to do, is not freak out about anything, not try to do anything too drastic, and just stay with it and keep working.
Are there less stretch plays, more between the tackles these days?
I mean, we're still trying to mix in everything as much as we can to keep the defense honest, and there's been, you know, stretch plays, counter plays, trap plays, all kinds of stuff. So I think it's just a matter of us staying with it, and then once we got going, you build that confidence, and now you're a little more relaxed, and things just come to you.
It's a priority, obviously, every week, but, I mean, against Chicago, they take the ball away so well, and they score with it as well. How important is ball security this week?
It's huge, you know, probably as important as – I mean, like you said, it's important every week, but definitely about as important as it's been all year. They thrive on it. It's, you know, they almost use it as second offense, as many turnovers they've gotten, and I think they've taken six back for touchdowns, so it's definitely a huge point of emphasis this week.
When you face a team like that that is so good against the run, too, they're only giving up like 78 yards rushing a game, do you still have to be stubborn with the run and try to get something established?
I think we definitely want to push it. You know, it'll open up everything else, and especially if you can start getting a little bit of success early on them, and you can keep pounding it and hopefully turn, you know, 3-4 yard runs into longer ones in the fourth quarter and try to wear them down.
I hate to use the Halloween horn, but is there parts of these guys that are scary and spooky? And
I mean, any team can be scary. It's the NFL. You know, there's a lot of good players on every team. They all get paid just like we do. So I think it's just a matter of not looking too much into who the guys are and understanding they're still playing a scheme. It's a defense, and we got to go out there and play no matter who's out there.
You know, they are the monsters.
Yeah, they are.
Is it a little strange to prepare for coming back to a game without having played the previous one?
Yeah, considering I've never done it before. You know, it is what it is at this point. It happened. It's done. Sat one out, and now looking forward to coming back and making sure it never happens again.